The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. There's always a temptation as we take these Gospels that we hear day to day and hear them out of context. So I'd like to again put something of a frame around this so we might understand what's going on. Right? Even just in the beginning here, where Jesus says, "If your brother sins against you." And of course, by this point in the Gospel of Matthew, we've seen that those who do the will of God are my brother and sister and mother. Right? So we know already that Jesus is talking to a pretty small group of people, at least at the time. These are people who are, say, the nascent Christian community. These are people who perhaps whose souls have been filled with fire, as we said in the responsorial psalm. These are people who have taken on or taking on the mission of Jesus, and that mission is one of reconciliation, living out the love of God in the world. So already to begin with, right, we have to draw this picture frame around what Jesus is doing to say, this is not good advice. Yeah, this is not like Jesus walking around the world saying, okay, this is how you ought to treat each other and the rest. He's saying this is the instructions for this community in formation. And it makes sense when we look at it and say, okay, well, we're called to be the body of Christ. In fact, we are the body of Christ. And the body of Christ, in order to be animated and sustained, in order to be about mission, and again, that, say, bringing God's love to life in the world together, so together amongst each other and then also out into the world, we need this. We need this. And then we can understand, right, how it is this all makes sense. Because if someone won't be reconciled, yeah, you have to throw them aside. It's like someone on a basketball team who wants to keep scoring in the wrong hoop, right? It's like, we cannot afford you to do that, so you have to leave. Right, or someone on a soccer team wants to score in the wrong goal. It just doesn't make any sense, right? But we then have to see in a much more intimate way than, say, team and teamwork coming together for that shared objective. We must be more intimately about the work of God. We have to know each other more intimately in order to support each other, to know perhaps each other's gifts and talents, how they might be used for the mission, to know each other's strengths and weaknesses, to know how they can be encouraged and exhorted, and all the rest. So just to say, this is what we're looking at here. Now let me get to some of the it's not advice, but what Jesus wants to do here in terms of the work of reconciliation is to say that yes, we are then as the body responsible for each other, and we then have to be able to we have to be on the lookout, I would say, constantly for the edification of each other, for the building up of each other, and the building up of the body of Christ. Okay, and that's where we see that we can offend each other. We can. I know that most because I hear about all the ways in which I offend everybody. So, and actually, I would say the sad thing, that's fine, okay? Like, I understand that I have the capacity to offend you, right? Try standing up here and doing it yourself. You're going to find that you're going to offend people, right? So, I know that I have that capacity, right? But what I would like is that if I offend you, that you come directly to me. Because I need that. I need that for myself, right? How am I going to grow if not for people coming to me and saying, you know, Father, this is, you know, how is it that what, and we can be reconciled one-to-one instead of taking it and running it out outside of the community and all around town and upsetting everybody, and then it's like there's an avalanche that nobody can deal with, not me, not you, not anybody here, right? So although, and I can apply it to myself because I can take it, right? But we ought to know each other so intimately that we can. Yeah, there are ways that we offend each other, and we ought to be able to go to each other. But what does that require? It requires prayer, it requires humility, it requires love, right? And that's the undergirding principle of everything I've said this morning is love. If we love each other, then we should realize that we have a responsibility to do this work. If we don't love each other, don't bother, because you're not doing it. You're not doing this work. You're doing your own work, right? But if we love each other, we have a responsibility. We have this commitment then, by virtue of our being committed to Jesus, to be committed to each other, that we might be about the same work together, right? Let's encourage each other in that work, in that great mission. As our hearts are here inflamed, as our souls are filled with the fire of God's love here, let's encourage each other to take it out to the streets, that the love of God's love might be brought to life in this world that so sorely needs it.